Good morning, my dear friends, on this beautiful morning, and we welcome you to our morning prayer. This morning we celebrate in the Catholic Christian Church the Feast of Peter Claver. And a little bit about this amazing Jesuit priest. He was born at Verdú in Spain in the year 1580, and from 1596 he studied arts and letters at the University of Barcelona. In 1602, he entered the Society of Jesus, or Jesuits, with help especially of St. Alphonsus Rodriguez, porter of the Jesuit College of Mallorca. Peter heard and followed the call to the missions. And in 1616, he was ordained to the priesthood in the missions of Colombia. There, until his death, he carried on an apostolate among the black slaves, vowing to be the slave of the blacks forever. His strength exhausted, he died at Cartagena in Colombia on September the 8th, 1654. He was canonized by Leo XIII in 1888, and in 1896 the same pontiff declared that this special man of God become heavenly patron of all missions to black peoples. How wonderful is that? But today you and I are called to be ambassadors of peace. And as we gather around this table of love, we say our prologue to the morning communions of our brother and sister Essenes of Mount Sinai. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother, God Supreme, the earthly Mother and all the great Masters, and reverence to the holy, pure and saving teaching, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. Tuesday morning, we commune with the angel of joy, saying, Angel of joy, descend upon earth and give beauty to all beings. You then reflect and feel yourself absorbing vibrations of joy from the beauties of nature as you contemplate the colors of sunrise, sunset, and the song of a bird or the aroma of flowers. Let's just reflect for a moment on embracing the angel of joy in the cathedral of God, the landscape, and the animals and birds are the choristers of God. How blessed are we to be aware of this. And this morning, our morning prayer will be the traditional divine office of Lourdes from the Lecta Divina. O God, come to my aid. O Lord, make haste and help me. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is a great King. Come, let us adore him. And our hymn this morning, O Christ, the light of heaven and of the world true light, you come in all your radiance to cleave the web of night. May what is false within us before your truth give way, that we may live untroubled with quiet hearts this day. May steadfast faith sustain us, and hope made firm in you, the love that we have wasted, O God of love, renew. Blessed Trinity, we praise you, in whom our quest will cease. Keep us with you forever, in happiness and peace. And our first antiphon, Lord, you blessed your land, you forgave the guilt of your people. And now we read Psalm 84 from the Old Testament Bible. O Lord, you once favored your land and revived the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and covered all their sins. You averted their rage. You calmed the heat of your anger. Revive us now, God our helper. Put an end to your grievance against us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease? Will you not restore again our life, that your people may rejoice in you? Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help. I will hear what the Lord God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace, peace for his people and his friends, and those who turn to him in their hearts. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land. Mercy and faithfulness have met, justice and peace have embraced. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth, and justice look down from heaven. The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow in his steps. And now we pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you blessed your land, you forgave the guilt of your people. And the second antiphon, at night my soul longs for you. I watch for you at daybreak. And now we have a canticle reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 26. We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps faith may enter in. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. The way of the righteous is level. You make smooth the path of righteous. In the path of your judgments, O Lord, we wait for you. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us. You have wrought for us all our works. And together we pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God. As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. At night my soul longs for you. I watch for you at daybreak. And the third antiphon, Lord, let your face shed its light upon us. And now we read Psalm 66. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. the earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. And now we pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, let your face shed its light upon us. And our scripture reading is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. We ourselves saw and we testify that the Father, Mother God sent their Son as Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus, the cosmic Christ, is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the short responsory, my helper is my God. I place my trust in him. My helper is my God. I place my trust in him. He is my refuge. He sets me free. My helper is my God. I place my trust in him. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God. My helper is my God. I will place my trust in him. And the Benedictus Antiphon, the Lord has raised up a mighty Saviour for us, as he promised through the lips of his apostles. And now we come to the Benedictus, the Canticle of Zechariah. And here I would like to invite you to join me in saying this beautiful canticle. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and he has redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised through his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our sin, from the hands of all our enemies, so his love for our fathers is revealed and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our enemies, that we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. And as for you, little child, you shall become a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go before the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of sin and the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. And he will give light to those who sit in darkness and those who dwell in the shadow of death. He will guide them to the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has raised up a mighty Saviour for us, as he promised through the lips of his apostles. And our morning intercessions, here I invite you to join me as we remember the children of God, our brothers and sisters. And if you who've not logged in wish to share a request, just sit quietly where you are in your own sacred space. Name, bless, release your intention or issues to God in a spirit of mindfulness, and then give gratitude to God for releasing you of this worry and granting your request. By shedding his blood for us, Christ gathered together a new people from every corner of the earth. Let us pray to him. Responds Christ, be mindful of your people today. Christ our King and Redeemer, help us to know your power and your love. Response, Christ, be mindful of your people today. Christ, our hope and courage, sustain us throughout this day. Response, Christ, be mindful of your people today. Christ, our refuge and strength, fight with us against our weakness. Response, Christ, be mindful of your people today. Christ, our joy and solace, stay with the poor and the lonely. Response, Christ, be mindful of your people today. And now we pray for all gathered here. We pray that the Father, Mother, God will touch your hearts and fill you with the abundance from the treasure chest of God's love for you. But today I pray especially for all religious leaders around the world, that they come together and unite with one voice from a loving heart and support the children of God who are being oppressed and abused. I particularly pray for His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Pope Francis and the Archbishop of Canterbury. Today I remember my brothers and sisters in the Teo community with our friends on Heart to Soul Prayer Partners for Peace, all our presenters, current and new, in training and waiting to be trained. Thanking God for their gift of friendship. I also present to our Father, Mother, God, our two live stream channels, Doves for Peace and Frank Clara's Soulmates for Peace, asking Almighty God to continue to bless these two gifts from our heart for global peace and interspiritual unity. Let us now reflect for a moment as we bring ourselves into the presence of our own God, Goddess. And now I would like you to join me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, Mother, God, Supreme, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not astray, but protect us from the forces of negativity, darkness, and evil that seek to alienate our hearts from you, O Father, Mother, God. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And our closing prayer this morning. Almighty Father, Mother, God, to whom this world with all its goodness and beauty belongs, give us grace joyfully to begin this day in your name and to fill it with an active love for you and for our neighbour. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. And that, my dear friends, brings us to the end of our Tuesday morning prayer, and we bless you. We thank you for your gift of friendship here. May the Lord God enrich your heart this day with the abundance of God's love. Namaste, shalom, inshallah paxet bonum shanti, solo di caritas, salam alaikum, and may the peace of our God set us free from fear today. This evening at 5 o'clock, I shall be stepping in for Sister Eleanor and Elizabeth and leading 5 p.m. prayers. And at 8 o'clock on our Dust for Peace channel, we've got Karen and Paul from the Smoky Mountains in the USA. So have a beautiful day. Take care, my friends, and God bless you.